Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic. If you're tired of feeling like life is just a rink of balls and you're constantly playing catch up, well, buckle up because today we're diving deep into the power of hard work and perseverance. You know that feeling when you finally conquer a tough challenge? That sense of accomplishment? Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Now, Stoicism isn't just about being stoic and emotionless, it's about finding strength and wisdom in the face of adversity. And let me tell you, hard work and perseverance are two cornerstones of the philosophy. They're not just buzzwords, they're real tools that can help us navigate this crazy rollercoaster called life. So, what are some key takeaways from today's Stoic Wisdom session? First off, understand that success isn't handed to you on a silver platter. It takes sweat, dedication, and a whole lot of grit. Remember those epic battles in your favorite video game? Yeah, the boss fights. You wouldn't just charge in guns blazing, right? No, you'd strategize, level up your skills, and practice. It's the same with life. Second, embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. Ever felt like something was too difficult? Well, that feeling often means you're on the cusp of a breakthrough. Stoics believe that obstacles are there to test our resilience and push us beyond our comfort zones. Think of it like this. Every time you overcome a challenge, you're basically upgrading your mental software, becoming a more capable and confident version of yourself. Third, don't let setbacks define you. We all stumble and fall sometimes, that's part of the human experience. The key is to learn from those mistakes, dust yourself off, and keep going. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. It took dedication, perseverance, and countless hours of hard work. So, when things get tough, remind yourself that even the greatest achievements start with a single step. Fourth, celebrate your victories, big or small. You know those little wins that feel like they don't matter? They actually do. Recognizing your progress, even in seemingly insignificant moments, keeps you motivated and reinforces your commitment to your goals. It's like having a built-in cheerleader who believes in you every step of the way. And finally, remember why you started in the first place. What are you working towards? Connect with that purpose, visualize your success, and let it fuel your fire. Stoicism is about finding meaning and fulfillment in our journey, not just reaching a destination. Now, let's talk about real life, because sometimes those abstract concepts need a little grounding, right? Imagine this. You're working on a big project at work, and you hit a major roadblock. Your initial reaction might be frustration, maybe even a little panic. But then, you remember what we talked about today. You take a deep breath, analyze the problem, break it down into smaller, manageable chunks, and start tackling them one by one. You embrace the challenge, learn from the setback, and eventually you emerge victorious. This is the power of hard work and perseverance. It's not just about achieving your goals, it's about becoming a stronger, more resilient version of yourself along the way. It's about finding strength in the face of adversity, turning challenges into opportunities for growth, and never giving up on what you believe in. So, remember these key takeaways. Embrace challenges as learning experiences. Celebrate your progress no matter how small. Stay connected to your purpose. And most importantly, keep pushing forward. The world needs your grit, your determination, and your unwavering spirit. And that's a wrap for today's episode of How to Be Stoic. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to share it with your friends, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. See you all tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.